What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about boredom. Narcissistic, toxic people, and boredom. How boredom plays a huge role in the erratic, sometimes erratic, just unexplainable actions of a lot of most narcissists. I was gonna say a lot, most, you know, quite a few narcissistic people get bored very, very easily. So boredom, like I said, I don't know, like narcissistic, like I'm on the, I say most narcissistic people are on, I call it the pursuit of happiness. Like we're trying to find what truly makes us happy, what truly brings us joy. Narcissistic people, I feel like we can be happy, but I feel like continuous, like contentment and joy is what escapes most narcissists and toxic people. So we're always looking for the next kind of like what high that makes us happy. You know what I mean? So once we get that high, once we accomplish something, once we hit a goal, once we, you know, date that person we've been looking to date, once we marry the person we've been looking to marry, like it's always what's next. You know, it's always like, okay, I did this. I made this team. I got this award. I've grown this much. I graduated. It's always what's next. Where can I get my next kind of mental high from? Where can I get my next kind of, you know, what can I do next to make myself, you know, to bring myself some sort of peace, some sort of tranquility and things like that. Well, I mean, not necessarily peace. What can I do next to get out of this? Like, you know, I call it funks, F-U-N-K-S. Funks. I know I had to spell certain words out because I know I enunciate. I talk fast and I enunciate, have problems with enunciating certain words because I'm from Reidsville, North Carolina, which is a southern town. My country, my southern drawl is insane. But I get into these funks because I get bored. And when most narcissistic people get bored, it's sometimes we go into like this zone of like we would do whatever it takes to get out of this boredom. You know, sometimes they'll rage out on their significant other. They'll get mad at their significant other. They'll insult their significant other to try to trigger them on purpose because they're bored, because there's nothing else to do. Especially so COVID, when the lockdown started happening, things like that, there was a very, very trying time for a lot of narcissistic people and the survivors, especially because pretty much the world put a boundary on everybody. COVID was a boundary. And, you know, narcissistic people don't like boundaries. So COVID bored alone, like COVID bored in the house, stay in the house and be bored. If you don't have an online thing, if you don't have any kind of hobbies and stuff like that you can do at home, you ought to be super, super bored. And the thought of boredom and sometimes the actual act of being completely bored drove a lot of narcissistic people just absolutely crazy. And they would take that craziness and frustration and extreme boredom and that boundary being set on them, they would take it out. Because I was one of them, take it out on our significant others. Because like when COVID first started, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm about to be stuck in the house. You know what I mean? And that's what my wife, that's when the last time my wife actually left was when COVID first started. This was damn near 2 years ago, like March, April of 2020. And when she left, you know, so she's been back about 2 years now. So I'm just like, yo, COVID just made a lot, COVID brought a lot of, it brought boredom, it made boredom kind of front and center. For most people, it just put it out there. It's just like, okay, you're going to be bored now. So what are you going to do? And a lot of people, because they were bored, because that boundary got enforced on them, they took it out on their significant others, drove them crazy because we were going crazy ourselves. We were extremely bored. So the only thing we could do is mess with our significant others. That's why you see a lot of times, I think there's a correlation between domestic violence maybe going up and, you know, issue and COVID. Because you're stuck in the house. Like most narcissistic people like to do erratic things. They're like some of them are thrill seeking. They want to do thrill seeking things. But like COVID said, no, you can't do that anymore. So it made a lot of people just go, like, I'm just telling you, bored people do, bored narcissistic people, bored toxic people do erratic things that you can't explain. Like sometimes I can't control, like sometimes my boredom will make me do things that I cannot explain, y'all. I'll do it and I'll be like, damn, why I do that? Well, but being a narcissist, I don't take things back. I was like, well, I've done it now, so I kind of have to stand on it. I can't take this back because if I take it back, you know, there's me apologizing and proving that I'm guilty. I don't want to be guilty. So I have to stand on the things that my boredom drove me to do. And yes, yes, y'all. I'm not saying boredom is an excuse. I'm saying boredom sometimes is a reason. There's no damn excuse for treating somebody terribly, y'all. There's just not. You know what I mean? Unless that person is somehow treating you terribly. You know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. Unless somehow, some way, somebody is treating you terribly. You know what I mean? But, like, it's still, I mean, me personally, you know me, I match energy. I'm all about trying to match energy and do things like that with people and things of that nature. So, I always match energy. But, like, if you match a narcissist's energy, they tend to, you know, they don't like that. If you feed a narcissist a taste of their own medicine, they typically spit it up. You know what I mean? A bored narcissist is a dangerous narcissist. And no matter, like I said, honestly, y'all, the love bombing phase for a narcissist is actually going to be really, really, really fun. It's like the love bombing phase is going to be probably the least boring time in your relationship with a narcissist or a toxic person. The very beginning of it is going to be the least boring time. But like most narcissists, most toxic people, they can't keep that act up too long because it gets, just doing the same thing over and over again. It does get, it does get boring. Just be real. Just keep it honest with you. Doing the same thing over and over again, doing it repeatedly, making the same mistakes, doing the same errors over and over again, like doing this, going to the same restaurants. You know, it was fun at first, but now it's boring. The monotony can drive narcissistic people crazy. The monotony, consistent, like, it just gets consistent. It can be very, very consistently boring. I tell people, when you're dealing with narcissists, you're dealing with toxic people, just understand, a bored narcissist is going to be a very, very, just a dangerous narcissist relationship-wise. I'm not talking about physically dangerous, because some of them, yes. Can some be physically dangerous? Absolutely, yes. But a lot of narcissists and toxic people are not going to be physically dangerous people. They're going to be emotionally dangerous people. They're going to be verbally dangerous people. And I tell people all the time, if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, you have to, how do I keep them happy? You have to keep changing yourself up. You can't remain the same and make a narcissist, quote unquote, happy. You can't do that. You know what I mean? You can try to do that. You can try to make them happy. You can continuously, try to do new things. But eventually, they're going to get bored with you. Your supply is going to run out with them. Or the supply they get from you, which was initially fun, is going to is going to run low. And once it runs low or runs out, they're going to try to start to replace you. They're going to get bored and start to go cheat. They're going to get bored and start to not come home on time. They're going to get bored and start to lie and try to manipulate you and play games with you. They're going to get bored and start to try to gaslight you. Boredom is a driving force for a lot of narcissistic people. Perpetual boredom. It's like, literally, nothing is fun for extended period of time with narcissists. It just isn't. Like, it's hard to maintain. That's why a lot of narcissists, they're always switching jobs. I get bored at this job. I quit. I get fired and do something erratic at the job. They get bored in a relationship. They switch relationship partners. They get bored with certain hobbies. So they continuously switching up hobbies and finding new things to do. They're going to keep doing that type of stuff because the boredom is kicking in and taking over the life. I know a lot of people just like, Lee, you're making excuses for narcissists. I'm not making an excuse. Like, I think one of the traits of I haven't looked at the DSM-5 in a long time, but one of the traits of dealing with narcissists and toxic people is like a propensity to being bored as hell, y'all. Absolutely. I tell you, like I said, if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, they always seem like they're changing so much, so many things in their life up, like nothing can remain the same for a long period of time, then that person is a bored person. It was fun at first, but now you as the partner to that narcissist, you as the son or daughter to that narcissistic person, are going to feel the results of them being bored, because you might get bored too. Like now, like they were fun at first doing a love bombing phase, but now they're boring because now they are themselves. I damn near think some narcissistic people are addicted to the love bombing phase because it's new, it's fun, it's exhilarating. The supply, the validation that you're getting from the other person or from the other people or whatever you're doing to get that support, whatever you're doing in the circumstance, I think is going to be a driving force to keep a lot of narcissists and toxic people moving forward, to keep them going strong and things like that, and to keep the relationship moving forward as well, to keep the relationship going and going and going. I feel like that has a lot to do with it, y'all. So I know a lot of people, are in, like I said, y'all, So I have a long day ahead of me to y'all. I'm going to cut this episode short. I really truly appreciate y'all for tuning into the episode. If you're listening to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit me with that 5 stars, y'all. Please hit that 5 stars for me. I'm truly thankful. I know, look, as much as y'all learn from me, I learn even more from you. I'm truly thankful for y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.